I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, there are multiple online calendars of holidays and events for or about pets, and the month of April has an abundance of them. For example, this is National Pet First Aid Awareness Month. It is also Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Month. Last week was National Dog Bite Prevention Week. Earlier this month, we had National Hug Your Dog Day, followed by National Pet Day, and tomorrow is National Pet Parents Day, always the last Sunday in April. So, as a pet owner, how would you celebrate Pet Parents Day? If your furry buddy likes to ride in the car, a spin around the block or through the neighborhood might be a special treat. Speaking of treats, tomorrow might be the day to give your four-legged friend an extra treat or two. Or take a few selfies with your pet and share a really good one on social media. While you're shooting, get the whole family together, human and animal, and get a group shot or several. One might just find its way into next year's Christmas card. Unfortunately, not all the pet news is good. Recently, at the Bronx Zoo, 8 big cats, 5 tigers and 3 lions, tested positive for COVID-19. They were exposed to it by a zookeeper who had coronavirus but showed no symptoms at first. Then this week, 2 pet cats in New York State also tested positive for COVID-19. The house cats live in different parts of the state and are expected to recover. Officials think one cat caught the virus from its owner, who had tested positive. They suspect the other cat caught it from a neighbor. Authorities say that it seems these pets got the virus from people, but there is no indication that it can be transmitted from animals to humans. There's no reason to be afraid of your pet, especially when it comes to COVID-19, but there is every reason to protect your pet from coming into contact with people and other animals outside of your household. This year, being a good pet parent might mean keeping your best friend safely at home with you when you're speaking of pets.